Well, the Federal Energy Minister, Josh Frydenberg, has won the battle, but not yet the war over the future of the government's plans to lower power prices and carbon emissions. He emerged from yesterday's meeting with state ministers with his National Energy Guarantee proposal intact. But now comes the bigger test, his own party room. Labor state governments demanded flexibility in the final design that would allow a future federal Labor government to increase incentives for renewable energy. And that could be a pill too bitter to swallow for some federal government MPs who are already suspicious about the NEG. They'll get a chance to air those concerns when the party room meets next Tuesday. Backbencher Craig Kelly spoke with our political reporter Tom Eagledon about what he's hoping to hear at that meeting.
We're still waiting for the final detail. Obviously, there's quite a few questions, I'm sure, that arise in the party room.
What sort of questions in particular?
I think, firstly, there's some real concern about the modelling. The details of the modelling hasn't been released that shows this reduction in prices.
Do you accept, as Matt Canavan says, that whatever that modelling shows, or whether you agree with it or not, this is the only game in town when it comes to tackling high power prices?
Well, we've still got the ACCC recommendations. Now, I've always thought that whatever we have in the NEG, or whatever parameters and settings are of the NEG, they've got to also be interwoven with what the ACCC has recommended. Now, the very important recommendation from the ACCC is that the government enter into some type of power, a long-term power purchase agreement, to get more baseload generation into the system.
Are you at all concerned about any of the demands emanating from the Labor states yesterday at the meeting of energy ministers? In particular, say from Queensland, they want to see the current 26% emissions reduction target made a floor that that no future government could go under.
Well, these are some of the reasons that I was a bit surprised at some of the commentary coming out following the discussions. Basically, we've got this Queensland state Labor government, also the Victorian Labor government, making demands and putting stipulations on that would be completely unacceptable to the coalition. What the Labor states are asking for actually destroys any of the certainty of the NEG settings.
So the real worry, by the sound of it, from your point of view, would be this demand from the Victorian government that the emissions reduction target be reset and revisited every 3 years.
Yeah, I think that destroys the certainty. And that's why I think the ACCC's recommendation in their report that the government get in and the government underwrite the construction of new baseload power, let the lowest bidder win.
What about the politics here, in particular the numbers inside the coalition party room? Do people who feel, as you do, that the demands being put by the Labor governments aren't acceptable, do you, first of all, believe that you have the numbers? And if you don't form a majority amongst yourselves, won't this go through the coalition party room over and above your concerns anyway?
I don't think there would be a single member of the coalition that wants to see the federal policy copy the failed policy that South Australia implemented, which is actually what the Labor states of Queensland and Victoria are asking for.
So you think with those demands being, as they are, there's no chance this will go through the coalition party room next week?
I wouldn't think so. And I think not with those, if those requirements are in there. And the minister himself, Josh Frydenberg himself, has been very explicit on this point. He has said he's not going to capitulate to those demands from Queensland and Victoria.
Coalition backbencher Craig Kelly, he was speaking there to our political reporter Tom Eagledon.